It is a great pleasure and privilege for my wife Laura and I to be with you on this day. We are so thankful to be a part of this parish and all that God is doing in this place. It is a unique privilege for a mere curate to be invited to preach on the patronal feast day, especially on his first day of work. So I'm not entirely sure whether Father was ready for a break or the vestry wanted to be sure to get its money's worth, or I kind of suspect that it was to give me time to ponder our very odd collect for today. Almost always when we pray the collect of the day, it is asking God to do something for the whole church, or perhaps the world, this universal scope. And on this day, we might say, Lord, we thank you for James. Help priests to remember that they're not that big of a deal. On this day, we actually pray that God will help the clergy of the church to remember that authority in the church, as in the kingdom of heaven, is derived solely from service. Not even from servant leadership, from service itself. Being like as a slave. In our gospel for today, the mother of the sons of Zebedee, mother of James, came to the Lord and asked him the entirely wrong question. The Zebedees were doing fine. James had a good upbringing. They had status. They had wealth. They had clout. So she might expect to ask that her sons would sit at the places of honor in the heavenly kingdom. But the question she was asking doesn't even make sense in terms of the kingdom of heaven. She was asking a question that is based on the assumptions of how things are done in the world, in the kingdoms of this fallen world. Asking the Lord to give her sons honor, that they would sit at this high place, and therefore have honor accorded to them. It is not unusual or unexpected that she thought this, because this is really how most of the world works. You go into any place, and you can tell by where people are who is in the place of honor. There is no difficulty when entering a courtroom to guess where the judge is sitting. It is obvious by the place. But the kingdom of heaven does not work in this way. In the kingdom of heaven, authority and honor comes only from self-giving, self-sacrificing, and even self-emptying service, following in the footsteps of the servant, our Lord Jesus Christ. So he tells her that it is not his to grant who sits in places of honor. He doesn't seem horribly interested in who gets to sit in which seat in the kingdom of heaven, but he tells her that they will drink this cup, and whether or not they have a seat in the place of honor is up to the Father. He says, you know, the rulers of the Gentiles lord power over them. And it is tempting for us all to think of power in the terms of the way the world talks about power. Because, as you may have noticed, we still live in the world, even though we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And its standards, its authority, its power, its prestige are tempting indeed. So the Lord tells us today that if we want to be first, we will be a slave. If we want to be great, we will be a servant. Indeed, why do we remember James on this day? We don't remember him because he was a son of Zebedee. We don't remember him because of all of the good things he had in his family. We remember him because he faithfully followed our Lord as a servant, and he was obedient even unto death, being the first to suffer martyrdom. James is great. He is our patron, not because of how he stacked up in the world's standards, but because he followed the servant, our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the call for each of us on this day, to set aside the standards of the world and to look at everything through the perspective of the kingdom of heaven. For we who have been redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ are citizens of that kingdom of heaven. We must operate differently, not being trapped by the standards of this world. So what does this call us to do? I think there are two key things that we must think about on this day. The first is something that relates very closely to the collect. Please pray for your priests. Many priests, indeed, have fallen to the temptations of the things of the world, to the authority, the trappings of the office, the power. Please pray for us that we would always be servants, even as our Lord Jesus Christ came not to be served, but to serve. Priests must always remember, and we need your prayerful support in this, that any shred of authority we have is derived solely from our willingness to be a servant. Not even a servant leader, as is so popular in corporate books these days, which is about 5% servant and 95% leader, but servanthood. And the second is for each of us. Regardless of our daily vocations and our lives, we are called always to be servants. If we follow our Lord Jesus Christ as we claim to do, we will be known as those who serve, not those who seek to grasp onto wealth or authority or prestige, but those who are down on our hands and knees, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, providing shelter to those who have none. The Christian life, when rightly lived, will be marked by service. So if we wish to follow Blessed James and the Blessed Virgin Mary as we follow our Lord Jesus Christ, we must be servants. Before we can even think about leading, we must be servants above all else. So if we want to have that place in the kingdom of heaven, if we want to sit in the presence of God, we will sit in the presence of those who have nothing. We will care about those whom society has forgotten. And we will love all persons in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he came not to be served, but to serve. And if we want to follow in the footsteps of Blessed James, our patron, we will not seek to gain power. We will not seek to gain wealth or authority. We will seek to be in the midst of the mess of this world, proclaiming the reign of the kingdom of God by serving all people and by loving our neighbors as ourselves. Amen.